Hello students, today we are going to read about Contempt of Court Act. The Contempt of Courts Act of 1971 is one of the most powerful statutes in the country. It gives the constitutional courts wide powers to restrict an individual's fundamental right to personal liberty for scandalizing the court or for willful disobedience of any judgment, writ, direction or order. The offense of scandalizing the court continues in India even though it was abolished as an offense in England and Wales long ago. Now let's discuss what is this contempt all about. The Indian legislature does not provide with a concrete definition of contempt. However, Section 2A of the Contempt of Courts Act 1971 says contempt of court means civil contempt or criminal contempt. Section 2B and Section 2C of the Contempt of Courts Act 1971 defines civil and criminal contempt. In India, contempt is classified under two major categories, civil and criminal contempt. Civil contempt, according to Section 2B of the Contempt of Courts Act 1971, civil contempt means willful disobedience of any judgment, decree, direction, order, writ or other process of a court or willful breach of an undertaking given to the court. Thus, from the above mentioned definition, it can be ascertained that there are two important essentials to constitute civil contempt. One is disobedience of any judgment, decree, direction, order, writ or other process of a court or an undertaking given to the court, and the other one being the disobedience or breach must be willful, deliberate and intentional. Hello students, in the previous episode we have seen about two different types of contempts. In this particular episode we can look into the details regarding civil and criminal contempt. So in the previous episode we have seen that there are two types of contempts. One is civil, another one being criminal contempt. Now let us see. Let us first discuss about this criminal contempt. According to Section 2C of the Contempt of Courts Act 1971, criminal contempt means the publication, whether by words spoken or written, or by signs or by visible representation or otherwise, of any matter or the doing of any other act whatsoever which scandalizes or tends to scandalize or lowers or tends to lower the authority of any court, or prejudices or interferes or tends to interfere with the due course of any judicial proceeding, or interferes or tends to interfere with or obstructs or tends to obstruct the administration of justice in any other manner. Thus, we can say that there are four important essentials to constitute criminal contempt. One being publication of any matter, the other being scandalizing or lowering the authority of the court, the third being prejudice or interference with the due course of any judicial proceedings, and the fourth being interference, obstruction with the administration of justice in any other manner. Now let's see in detail each of the points, or rather essentials, which constitute criminal contempt. Hello students, in the previous episode we have seen about criminal contempt. We have rather seen into the four important essentials which constitute criminal contempt. Now let us see each one in detail. So the first one was publication of any matter. So it includes, what does exactly publication means? So publication includes words, sign and visible representation. It also includes publication of any material in the newspaper, magazines, broadcasting of any material on the radio, and exhibition of anything in cinemas, theaters, and television. About the second point, that is scandalizing or lowering the authority of the court. So scandalizing might manifest itself in various ways, but in substance, it is an attack on individual judges in particular or the court as a whole, with or without reference to a particular case, by casting unwarranted and defamatory aspersions upon the character or the ability of the judge. The Supreme Court has made it clear in the case of Arundhati Roy that criticism which undermines the dignity of the court can't be said to be a fair criticism and does not fall under the ambit of freedom of speech and expression, as is guaranteed by Article 19(1)(a) of the Constitution of India. The third was prejudice or interference with the due course of any judicial proceeding. So any publication which prejudices or interferes with the due course of any judicial proceedings would amount to criminal contempt of court. Media trial or trial by newspaper is not considered proper because it affects the fairness of trial and is likely to cause interference with the administration of justice. The fourth being interference or obstruction with the administration of justice in any manner. The publication or doing of any act which interferes or obstructs or tend to interfere and obstruct in the administration of justice in any other manner would amount to criminal contempt of court. This clause is a residuary clause covering those cases of criminal contempt which are not expressly covered by Section 2C of the Contempt of Court Act. And over here, I would like to make it more clear that the term administration of justice is much wider than the term course of judicial proceedings. It was held by the Supreme Court in the case of J.R. Parasar versus Prashant Bhushan that holding a dharna or resorting to strike by itself may not amount to contempt of court. But if in doing so, the presiding officer of the court, its staff, the police personnel and the litigating parties are prevented from approaching the court, it will amount to interference in the administration of justice and will be criminal contempt of court. Hello students, in the previous episodes we have seen regarding criminal contempt. We have seen different essential elements which constitute criminal contempt. In this episode we will be talking about civil contempt. According to section 2B of the Contempt of Courts Act 1971, civil contempt means willful disobedience to any judgment, decree, direction, order, writ or other process of a court or willful breach of an undertaking given to a court. Thus, from the above mentioned definition, it can be ascertained that there are two important essentials which constitute civil contempt. First one being disobedience of any judgment, and the second being that this disobedience must be willful, deliberate and intentional. So mere disobedience or breach of the court's order by the person is not sufficient to constitute civil contempt. Such a disobedience or breach must be willful, deliberate and intentional. Then only it will constitute a valid civil contempt. Thank you. Hello students. So after looking into various types of contempts, let us delve into what all can be the defenses in civil and criminal contempt. So as far as the defenses in civil contempt are concerned, a person charged with a civil contempt of court can take the following defenses. First one being no knowledge of order. So the general principle is that a person cannot be held guilty of contempt in respect of an order of which he claims to be unaware. The second being disobedience or breach was not willful. So it can be pleaded that although disobedience or breach of the order has taken place, but it was due to accidental, administrative or other reasons beyond the control of the party concerned. Third being, order disobeyed is vague or ambiguous. If the order passed by the court is vague or ambiguous, or it's not specific or complete, It would be defense in the contempt, or alleged contemner can raise a plea in defense that the order whose contempt is alleged cannot be complied with. The fourth being, order involves more than reasonable interpretation. If the order whose contempt is alleged involves more than one reasonable and rational interpretation, and the respondent adopts one of them and acts in accordance with one such interpretation, he cannot be held liable for contempt of court. The next being, compliance of the order is impossible. So in the proceedings for civil contempt, it would be a valid defense that the compliance of the order is impossible. However, the cases of impossibility must be distinguished from the cases of mere difficulty. And the last being, the order has been passed without jurisdiction. So if the order whose contempt is alleged has been passed by the court which has no jurisdiction to pass it, the disobedience or violation would not amount to contempt of court, for the reason that the order passed without jurisdiction is a void order and binds nobody. Thank you.